welcome to Cleveland Browns Today. The Browns have arrived. We have arrived in Cincinnati as we get set for a very special Thursday night game, the Battle of Ohio, the Browns and the Bengals at Paul Brown Stadium coming up Thursday night. Jim Donovan along with Nathan Segura. There's a buzz around as we arrive here in the hotel with the frenzy of a nationally televised game. The players getting interviewed, getting their pictures taken by the green screen, all to get into the national spotlight. Are the Browns ready for the national spotlight?
I think they are. They come into this game at 5-3. They face a Cincinnati team they've won two out of the last three against, but they've got to come out and exercise the demons on the road in the AFC North. 17 in a row on the road they have lost in this division. This is a huge game. Coach Penn called it a measuring stick game, and I think that's exactly what it'll be tomorrow night.
Last time they won on the road in the division was here in Cincinnati back in 2008. It is not easy winning here. I mean, the Bengals have become a tough act to knock off here in Cincinnati. In their last 14 regular season games, they are 13-0-1. Hey, we saw a terrific rookie running back for them last week, Jeremy Hill out of LSU, taking the place of Giovanni Bernard. That might be the situation on Thursday night. He is a load.
He is a big back. Giovanni Bernard, doubtful. So we're going to see a lot of Jeremy Hill. And as you talked about, went for over 150 yards last week, had a long of 60 yards. Stopping him is going to be the key, I think, for the Browns in this game, because you want to put this on Andy Dalton. Joe Hayden has played A.J. Green very well last year, only 58 yards in two games. Hayden had two interceptions. I think you need to get after Andy Dalton. They're going to be without their starting right tackle. They're playing a right tackle who's only played two snaps this year, so that should be good for Paul Kruger. But I think if Hill runs wild, it's going to be a long day for the Browns.
All right. Final point, and that would be Brian Hoyer, and he gets a chance now to play in the national televised game, and the coach said earlier this week he's got the right makeup for this. What do you think about that?
Hey, he's a pro. This is a guy who already last week, as soon as the game was over, went home and watched two Cincinnati games, constantly preparing, doing what it takes to be good, and his calmness, that demeanor he has, I think is going to help in this primetime game on Thursday night. Now, if we can't run the ball, a lot of the onus of this game is going to be on him to get the job done. We're not sure if Andrew Hawkins will be able to play. He's a game-time decision. I'd probably bet on him playing in his return to Cincinnati, but Brian Hoyer's got to take care of the football. I think if the Browns can win the turnover battle, that'll go a long way to helping get that W on Thursday night.
So those are the keys to the game. Should be a beauty. It always is. It's the Battle of Ohio, the 82nd rendition of that. Along with Nathan Segura and Doug Deacon, we'll have the call of the game on the PNC Bank radio broadcast on the Cleveland Browns radio network. Now, from Cincinnati, for Nathan, I'm Jim Donovan. Thanks for joining us on Cleveland Browns Today.